Hello, my spooky friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and whatever you do, don't fall asleep. I'm just kidding. Or am I? No, I'm just kidding. If you're a real horror fan like myself and you enjoy the classic 80s slasher movies, then I know you've seen Nightmare on Elm Street. For our guy Freddy Krueger, played by the spectacular Robert Englund and created by Wes Craven. Now, if you haven't seen Nightmare on Elm Street, that's okay. But if you do decide to watch it, just be cautious. If you get really easily scared, then don't watch it. But if you don't mind, you know, a disfigured midnight mangler, you know, it's all good then. You'll be fine. So Nightmare on Elm Street, it is about a disfigured midnight mangler, aka Freddy Krueger, who preys on teenagers in their dreams, which in turn kills them in reality. Now, isn't that some fucked up shit? That's scary already. A girl named Nancy starts to investigate and begins to suspect a dark secret kept by her and her friend's parents may be the key to unraveling the mystery, but Nancy and her boyfriend Glenn solve the puzzle before it's too late. Spoiler alert! No, I'm just kidding. I won't do it. You can watch the movie. It's good. But did you know what inspired the franchise? No, there was not actually a burned, you know, psycho killer killing teens in their dreams. Well, I hope there's not. But no, Nightmare on Elm Street was inspired by true events. For today, my friends, we're going to be talking about the Sudden Unexplained Nocturnal Death Syndrome, or SUNS for short. While I promise this explanation certainly won't put you to sleep, unfortunately, I can't promise Freddy won't get you. So listener's discretion is advised. In the late 1970s, the Los Angeles Times began reporting on mysterious phenomenon of healthy, young Southeast Asian men dying suddenly in their sleep from unexplained causes. Like, no, what, need an explanation? It almost exclusively afflicted young refugees from Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam who had to flee their homes and immigrated to the United States as a result of the Vietnam War and the Cambodian genocide. And no one could understand what was killing them. As of 1981, at least 13 Laotian refugees were mysteriously struck dead in their sleep. Like, can you just imagine that? You waking up next to somebody, like, one day and the next day they just aren't dead? Like, what the hell happened? What the fuck happened to Frank, guys? Thanks to the article from the LA Times, it inspired Wes Craven to write the film Nightmare on Elm Street. He read about a family who had escaped the killing fields in Cambodia and moved to the US to start like a new life. Now everything was fine until suddenly one of the young sons had like disturbing nightmares. He told his parents he was afraid to go to sleep because if he slept, there was something that was chasing him. So he would try to stay awake for days at a time. God, never had a nightmare keep me up for days at a time, thank God. When the son finally did go to sleep, his parents thought, oh, okay, everything's okay, and the crisis was finally over. Later on, in the middle of the night, the parents heard screams coming from the boy's room, and by the time they got to him, he had died in the middle of a nightmare. No one could understand what caused the syndrome, nor why it was like seemed to only affect these young refugees. Like, no explanation. Like, they did all sorts of tests and just like random, like, fucking scary. There were similar sudden nighttime deaths called pukri and had previously documented in Japan, Now, leading some experts believe there might be like a genetic similarity across the men with Asian ancestry that predisposed them to the syndrome. Medical professionals speculated the cause of death was a sudden coronary artery spasm. Despite the fact that the victims, you know, were healthy, they were like in their 20s and 30s and they had no prior history of any health disorders or heart disease. So they're like, what? We're healthy. Like, why are all these young kids dying?
We don't know. We don't know.
There were some theories going around saying that the death could be a result of a secret chemical nerve gas, you know, because of the genocide that was happening in Cambodia. But a medical examiner said there was no evidence supporting the nerve gas theory, saying nerve gas does not act this way. If it was nerve gas, why is it only affecting males and only like at night? Like, what? What explanations? Other Hmong believe that they were punished by the spirits for their ancestors for leaving their homeland. I think they were being punished because they didn't stick it out with all the killings going around. Like, sorry, ancestors, I'd get the fuck out too. Jeez, don't need to curse me. Despite all the media attention, medical interest, and an official investigation conducted by the CDC, whatever was silently killing these refugees was never explained. And that, my friends, is the unexplained mystery of Sons and how the inspiration for Nightmare on Elm Street came to be. Don't forget to watch any Freddy Krueger movies to get you in their spooky mood. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood. And don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare. Happy Halloween. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to check out my TikTok at Sinister Marissa.